Before I read this morning's scripture passage, I want to thank you all as a congregation for your gracious hospitality and allowing us to worship and to serve with you over the last several months. We appreciate your support. We're looking forward to still feeling that support even as we travel several hundred miles away. Our scripture this morning comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Hear now the word of God. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Faith in Film is our little attempt to tie the culture to faith, to see, look at some of the things we see out there every day and figure out, what does that have to say to our faith? Jersey Boys. What was I thinking? The story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, what could that possibly have to say? Well, in case you didn't see the movie or the musical, here it is in like a minute and 13 seconds, the quick version.
You want to hear the real story? I'm the one you want to talk to.
There were three ways out of the neighborhood. You join the army, you get mobbed up, or you get famous.
Friends like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm going to be as big as Sinatra.
I would love to introduce you to Frankie Valli. Dream
wild. I heard them all, but I never heard a voice like Frankie Valli's. I know I need to write for this voice.
Frankie, the world is going to hear that voice.
You want me to produce your songs?
Find a name and a sound, and then we can make something happen.
Listen, we got something for you, all right?
Set up the 8-track. Frankie's voice is going to explode right off the radio.
I love this record!
You got a little success now. We're all very proud of you.
You're just too good to be true.
Tommy's in a little trouble.
What is amazing?
Can't take my eyes off.
You got the voice. I got the songs. We make a partnership.
I think Frankie would have cut Tommy loose right then. That's what you think? You're not from Jersey.
Can't take my eyes
Frankie,
off
this is your time.
Four guys under a street lamp. First time we made that sound. Our sound. That was the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Seasons!
Okay, there you got it. You know, I wasn't a big Frankie Valli fan. But I was amazed at how many songs they had that I knew and that I could sing. I mean, they had a ton of hit songs. Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's gonna get you through the night? Can't sing like Frankie Valli, so I should cut this out right now. Yeah, that's enough of that. Anyway, some really great songs that sort of stick in your head after a while when you've sung them, when you've heard them. But even more, of course, you know there's a story. Everybody has a story, don't they? Well, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons have a story, and there is a lot of drama in it. There's a lot of sorrow in it. There's a lot of gladness in it, like most of our stories. And they tell the story in the movie and in the play using the four seasons. There's spring, you know, when they're just putting this group together, when Tommy and a friend hear this voice, Frankie's voice, and think that could be their ticket. That could be their ticket out of Jersey. That could be their ticket to stardom. So there's all the attempts to make it, you know, facing the challenges in the springtime. Then comes summer, and their first big hit, Sherry. You know, I'm not going to sing it. Sherry. And, you know, that's when they have this string of great hits and everything's going great. And they're making great music and they're making some money and they're everybody's cup of tea. But then, of course, comes the fall. The fall, the debt that comes because one of their one of the leaders of the group has gotten involved with the mob and hasn't paid taxes. So there's this debt. But then beyond that, there's heartache. you see Frankie Valli's marriage crumbling because of the pressures of being on the road and the pressures of being a star. You see his daughters distant from him, except for one. Except for one. And then you see, of course, inevitably the breakup of the band that comes in the fall season of their story. And then comes the winter, the tough months when Frankie is trying to pay this debt by singing in place after place after place. And it comes when his daughter, Francine, the one he's tried to hang on to, when she dies of a drug overdose. So you have this arc of a story, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And what you see in the story is you see them trying to build a life, really. To build a life. And they try to build that life, you know, with fame, with success. And of course it doesn't work. They try to build a life with money. That doesn't work. They try to build, you know, that life with a lot of women, a lot of partying. That doesn't work. You know, Blaise Pascal, the French mathematician, but also spiritual writer of the 17th century, he said there is we were created by God in gladness, and there is a trace of that within us. There's a trace of that joy, an imprint of that joy within us that we seek to fill, but we always choose things that won't fill it. There's a place there, a trace, an imprint that only God can fill. And in the Jersey Boys, you see them trying to fill that place with success and with money and with fame. And of course, we all know that doesn't work, and yet we're transfixed by those kinds of stories nonetheless. There are other things, too, that you can fill that place with, and music is one of them. And when Jersey Boys is playing the music, the movie soars when the music is playing, and you can tell they soar, too. They are in a glad place, and at the end of the movie, Frankie Valli looks at the camera and says, you know, when it was best was just at the beginning when it was four guys under a lamppost singing. You know, and there is something about music that at its best reflects the music that was present at creation. You know, the Bible tells us that when God created the world, all the morning stars sang for joy. And music at its best touches that place within us that connects to the joy of creation. And you can seek to fill that place with love, too. You know, God is love, the Bible says, and when we love most genuinely, then we know something of God. God comes to us when in the love of family and in the love of a marriage and the love of friendship and the love for people whom we're serving, who are serving us. God comes to us there in love, but like Frankie Valli's love for his daughter, an imperfect love, it still can't quite fill that place that only God can fill. Years and years ago, when I took developmental psychology, our teacher, Dr. Loader, taught us that a newborn baby, likes to see a face there, the crib. They feel secure knowing there's a face there. There's someone looking at them. Hi, Reland. And when babies are new, they don't distinguish between faces. Any face will do. Even my face will do. But at a certain point, babies know one face from another. And that's when anxiety comes for a child, because that the face of their mother, perhaps, or their father, whom they long to see, is not there all the time. And Dr. Loader said, you know, really from the beginning, what it is we're seeking from our very first days, we're seeking a face that won't go away. We're seeking a presence that will always be there. That will always be there. And that's the face that we place, the only face that can be placed in that imprint. Pascal talked about that space where only God, that only God can fill. So, who loves you, pretty baby? Who's going to help you make it through the night? Probably not the guy singing you that song. But the face that won't go away, the God who made you in the beginning, who one day will call you home at last, that's the one who has the power, the strength, the courage, the love to get you through the night. The other question I wonder about Jersey Boys is, what is it with the celebrity thing? We are so transfixed with celebrities. We want to know their everything about them. And Tom Paine wrote a book back in 2010 that said, you know, this really isn't new. The ancient Greeks, they were really interested in their famous people, their heroes. And it made me think, even in the Bible, you know, the stories of David, the Bible tells us that the people said, oh, Saul, King Saul, he's killed his thousands. That's no big deal, because David has killed his 10,000s. Whoa. David was something of a celebrity then. So there, you know, this is sort of within us all. But still, why are we so transfixed by it? And you know, in our age, it's not just a little bit here and a little bit there. I mean, there are dozens of TV channels that are based on what's going on with the celebrity. There are countless magazines with the latest gossip. What is our fixation with celebrities all about? I'd like to think it's mostly diversion and entertainment, that kind of thing. It's scary to think that some of us really maybe do envy some of the people that seem to get the most attention. And I have to tell you, in this regard, I'm really reassured by confirmation class every year when I bring up the very important theological subject of the Kardashians. And I find that our eighth graders do not want to keep up with the Kardashians. I'm so relieved. They see through that stuff like easy. So no, we don't have to keep up with the Kardashians. But, you know, do some people out there want to do that? Maybe. And maybe we're transfixed by some of these things because we want to know that all those things that we sometimes think we really need, the money, the fame, the success, whatever, they don't really make you happy. I mean, we all sort of know that in our heads, but maybe there's something reassuring in seeing somebody's life up there on the screen, seeing some Jersey boy get all those things that so many of us spend so much time trying to get and realizing it really isn't all it's cracked up to be. Maybe that's part of it too. But I also think our obsession with celebrities is part, well, it's the shadow side of our desire to find a life that matters. I mean, we all get one life, just one. And we want it to matter. I mean, I think that's the great fear. Maybe it's not really even dying, but in getting to that point and thinking, oh my, what did I do with the one life I've been given? So I'd like to think that our fascination with celebrities, at least a lot of it, is wanting to live a life that matters. Well, how do you do that? Well, the first step, I think, is to put the right thing in that space, in your soul. And what Anders read a moment ago was the commandment, you know, the very first commandment, you know, which is, you know, all about God. You will have no other gods before me. I am the Lord your God. And that's a commandment. We tend not to like commandments. We don't. It's not just teenagers that don't like to be told what to do. And, you know, I think Jesus knew that. So Jesus put this first commandment in a different way, in a way I think we could hear it better. And Anders is going to read us that story now from Jesus, from the Gospel of Matthew.
Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. and great was its fall.
You know, life is tough. The world is falling apart out there. And most of us, if we're honest, at one time or another in our lives, fall apart in here. So it really matters what you put as your foundation. What is it you're going to build your life on? What is it you're going to put in that one place in your heart, that trace, that imprint? Put the face that won't go away there. And then when the storms come, as they inevitably will, you will stand. You will stand. Stand strong. Because you have God at the center. Can't do a sermon on Jersey Boys without leaving you some music. So hit it, Kevin. But listen for the question they ask here.
Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's gonna help you through the night? Who loves you, pretty mama? Who's always there to make it right? Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's gonna help you through the night? Who loves you, pretty mama? Who's always there to make it right? Who loves you?
Who loves you, pretty baby?
Who loves you, pretty baby? Who loves you all? Who will help you make it through the night? I think you know. Pray with me. Gracious God, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Open our hearts. For Christ's sake, for the world's sake, for our own sakes, we ask it. Amen.